And let's catch up on some other business news this morning. A couple of bitter business rivals have tried to become a little more compatible. Microsoft has reached an agreement that will allow its Windows operating system, with which so many of us are familiar, to work with the open-source Linux system used by its rival, Novell. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that this should make companies that use both systems happy.
Novell's Linux-based operating system and the Windows operating system don't communicate. At times, that's made life rough for business customers, says Rob Enderle, an analyst with Enderle Group. Suppose an employee is putting in data and...
The data you're entering, it doesn't seem to be going anyplace, and it might actually look like a system freeze to you and has nothing to do with what's going on in your desktop. It has everything to do with what's going on the servers.
The deal between Novell and Microsoft will open communication between the operating systems and should make the servers work more smoothly.
You have two of the lead principals on both sides coming together in a kumbaya moment.
At a press conference in San Francisco where the two companies announced the agreement, there wasn't any singing. A pragmatic Microsoft chief, Steve Ballmer, said it was a response to unhappy customers.
This is a set of agreements that really, I think, will greatly enhance interoperability between Linux and Windows and give customers greater flexibility in ways that they have certainly been asking.
And while software for the companies may now be in harmony, it's not all sweet music between Microsoft and Novell. The deal does not affect an antitrust suit brought by Novell that's already cost Microsoft more than $500 million. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.